my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I am very excited about starting this series of lessons that Pastor had intended on starting today. So I get to do the first lesson, and I'm excited about it. So this new series that we're going to start for this month is called Destinations. Destinations. Are there any travelers in the house? Anybody that likes to just pack a bag and just hit the road? It could be by vehicle. It could be by airplane, by train, by boat. Anybody like to get out of town every now and then, right? So Pastor and I, we love to travel. We have had the awesome opportunity to just go to different places, and you know, there are some places we go to, we're like, you know what, oh yeah, we're definitely coming back here. There are some other places we've gone to, we're like, we are definitely not coming back here again, you know. So, but we love to go to different places, and I think that's one of the joys I have about living in New Bern, is that I get to get away and come back. You know, to me, I like the idea of living in a small town, small community. You know people, the kids, it's a safe environment, but you get to go away and come back, right? And so we like to go to places that have like nice green grass and mountains that have just the green, you know, scenery, greenery on the mountains and stuff. We like to have beachy environments. I think one of the first questions I ask when we're talking about destinations is, what is the weather going to be like when we get there? I like warm spots, okay? That's like, has to be, like, for me, a prerequisite. Is it going to be under 70? You know, 70 and above, it has to be if I'm going to go there. So regardless of where your favorite vacation spot may be, we all have to travel or take a journey to get to that destination, right? Again, it could be by car, train, plane, boat, however it is, you have to take a journey to get to that destination. So in life, guess what? We all have a destination. We may not all take the same route or the same path. We may not all leave at the same time or arrive at the same time, but we all end up somewhere at some time, right? And just like in the natural, we all have our destinations that we'd like to go to. In the spirit, God has also designed a specific destination for us all. And regardless of the roads traveled, as long as we fully trust and submit our lives to Him and His path for our lives, guess what? You're going to end up there victoriously. But again, we must trust His word, trust His leading, and totally submit to Him. So regardless of the route your journey takes you on or your day-to-day life experiences, you must remember that it is not a race or a competition, right? You have your journey to travel, and I have my journey to travel. My journey may not be like your journey, and your journey may not be like my journey, but it is for you to get to where God has ordained you to be. So our foundational scripture is going to be Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that God causes everything, not some things, but everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. So God has great plans for us all. We must again yield ourselves to His purpose and His plan because He does all things well. So the scripture again says that He causes everything to work, not just some things, not just the things that you don't like, or not just the things that you think are okay. But God says, trust me, it's going to work in your favor if you follow my lead, if you follow my guide, okay? So the subtopic for today, if I had to give one for you, it would be strength for your journey. So strength for your journey. Because we all have a goal, we all have a thing, or we all have a destination that God has destined us to do or to get to. And I just want to give you today some practical tools that will strengthen you as you navigate through life to your destination. And the first tool I want to give to you today, it's going to be a very fun lesson. I hope you are ready for me today. Okay, I've already said, Conte, don't go up there and act like Conte, okay? Don't be acting normal, okay? And it's already happening. Okay, number one, always pray before you take off. The first tool I want to talk to you about today is always pray before you take off. And this principle causes us to always keep God first and acknowledge that we need Him at all times. And again, most of our favorite spots require us to fly to our destination. I do have some places that I like to go to that I can drive to, but most of the places that I really, really love, it requires me to get on the airplane. And so whenever we get to the airport, we already know in advance what's going to happen when we get on the plane. We're going to sleep because we're so familiar with air travel that we're not worried. We don't care who's doing what to the left. We're hoping they're going to be quiet and keep their shade down because, you know, we've done this so often. We're not, you know, so consumed or concerned about our surroundings because, again, we do it often. So, but the thing is, we're not frazzled, we're not concerned, we're not nervous because we do it very often. But regardless of your transportation mode, even if you're driving, you should still pray, all right? You should always get in the car before you take off. That's one of the things we always do is, Father, we thank you for safe travels. We thank you that our angels are on guard to get us to our destination without any hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you that, you know, we're going to have an enjoyable time. We're going to get great deals. We're going to meet new people. We're going to get some great food, and it shall be health and healing to our bodies in Jesus' name. So we always pray wherever we're going or before we take off, we always pray. And prayer should always be your first resort, not your last resort. And the thing about prayer is, as we teach you here, is that prayer is just simply communication to God, communication with God. So you pray for your protection. You pray for whatever it is that you want to encounter on your trip. And when we invite God into our lives, guess what happens? He helps us. And how do we invite him into our lives? We pray. When we invite God into our lives, he helps us. We don't just pray to a God who doesn't respond. We pray to a God who is very active, who is right now waiting for us to just give him one request in faith. Because he said, I am so ready to do it for you, but give it to me. Amen. So the thing is, whenever, before you take off, you got to pray. Invite God in. God, make your way plain for my life. God, make your way clear for me. Give me wisdom. Align my path to cross with somebody else that's going to give me some favor on today. So you got to start confessing in the beginning. God, I give this day to you. Whoever you want me to meet, you align us today. You drop my name into the heart of people that don't know me, that I don't know. I don't care who they are. As long as they're here to bless me, God, I just thank you for it. So again, we're inviting God into our lives before we take off. So before you take off toward your destination, God, is this your will? So always consult God in the beginning because, again, he will absolutely help you every step of the way. Psalms 34 and 10 tells us that those who seek the Lord, guess what? They lack no good. Whenever you seek God, guess what? He's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you the wisdom that you need, the strength you need, and the peace that you need. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 17 through 18. I don't know why I'm still waiting for y'all to go to the scripture because it's right there. But anyways, it says never stop praying, right? What does it say? Never stop praying. That means we should always be in a constant state of prayer. That doesn't mean you're going to always be behind closed doors on your knees, but you could be praying as you're driving down the road. You could be praying as you're cooking dinner, mixing it with love instead of some, I don't feel like doing this right now. Right? You can always be praying. It says never stop praying. And verse 18 says, be thankful what? In all circumstances. So we don't thank him for everything, but we thank him in all things. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So I'm thankful when I don't understand it. But guess what? You know why I'm thankful? Because I know it's working for my good. I'm thankful because I know that God's at work doing something extra special just because he loves me. Amen. So the first tool I have for you, again, was always pray before you take off. The second tool today is be okay when the flight is delayed. Be okay when they say, okay, we're not taking off at 2 p.m., we're taking off at 2:15. Be okay when you're going on the work, when you're on your way to work and you left a few minutes late and you get to the train track and now the train want to come and stop right in front of you. My God. Has it ever happened to anybody on this morning? You know that train never comes across that track, but the one day you leave 5 minutes late, that train would have come and then stop right there, carrying nothing. Why? But we got to be okay when the train comes and stops us in our way, right? It's just kind of funny. James 1 and 4 tells us to allow patience to have its perfect work. And that's something that I'm daily reminding myself of. God, let patience have its perfect work in me. Because there are certain situations I know that I have a stronger grace for than others. But I'm just constantly declaring that I have grace for all things at the same amount of level, right? So sometimes things don't happen when we want them to or how we want them to. But we've got to, again, learn to allow patience to have its perfect work. And here our definition for patience is the ability to handle delay but remain in joy. the ability to handle delay but remain in joy. I'm not going to be all frazzled. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to get, you know, an attitude. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to get discouraged because it doesn't happen how or when I want it to happen. Let's go to Psalm chapter 27 and verse 14. It says, wait on who? The Lord. And how are you going to wait? In good courage. Be of good courage, and he shall do what? Strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But so many times we want to go ahead and make something happen when God is saying that train is there for a reason. It slows us down, and it causes us to really either sit here and breathe and just take it the right way or go off. But if we wait on him, we can clearly get direction for what he wants to do in our lives. You know, he's told us earlier that all things really do work together, but are we going to trust in the waiting time for it to work together? Or are we going to go and try and make it happen ourselves, right? Because every delay, guess what, is in your favor, right? We never know what God is keeping from us or protecting us from, or what he is preparing special just for us. So sometimes it's not that he's trying to keep something from us, but sometimes he's trying to get something to us. But we're either ahead of God or behind God. So let's just start slowing down and waiting on him to give us that free track to cross over. Amen? Because delay doesn't mean denied, right? We hear that all the time. So we cannot allow ourselves to get in an uproar when there has been a disruption to our plans. So yeah, it may not have happened the way we want it to or when we want it to happen, but guess what? I'm going to not be upset, but I'm going to be okay when there is a delay, all right? So number one, what was the first one? The first one was, and always pray before you take off. Number two is be okay when the flight is delayed. And then number three is praise him in the midst of the turbulence. Anybody ever been on a plane and that thing starts dropping on you? Woohoo! Sleep on through it, y'all. Just sleep on through it. Don't start looking out the window because you're not going to see anything different than if you were higher. All you're going to see is clouds. So in the midst of the turbulence, you just got to learn how to just praise him. Because sometimes along your way, as you're traveling to your destination, there's going to be some turbulence. You know, if you're in the car, there's going to be some potholes that you didn't know were there. And it's going to cause you sometimes like, what in the world did I just hit? But guess what? You just got to keep on going, right? You got to learn how to praise him in the midst of the turbulence. And it's easy a lot of times to bring light to something that may not feel good. Or it's easy to always acknowledge what may be a little bit uncomfortable. But that's where you have to on purpose start praising God instead of bringing light to or speaking life to the things that are not going the way that you may want them to go. Right? Because sometimes even on icy roads, that can also cause some disruption, right? Especially North Carolina. If there's ice on the road, number one, I'm not going outside, okay? So, but, you know, some of us Southerners do not know how to, you know, appropriate or how to drive in icy conditions. So if you don't know how to drive on an icy road, just do like I do. Just stay in the house or get somebody who knows how to drive. Let them do it. So that way we're not all in the ditch together, right? So, but the thing is, you got to learn how to, in those things that seems like it's not steady, in those times where it seems like, okay, why is this like this? You got to continue to praise him at all times. Let's go to Psalms chapter 34 and 1. It says, I will bless the Lord when? At all times. Even when I'm having some dips in the road, even when it seems like I've done hit something like 10 times, where did this deer come from? It's 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Why are you out here? You know, when you hit things that you didn't know that were there, you got to learn how to still praise God at all times. Why? Because his praise shall continually be in my mouth, and his praise is going to strengthen me. His praise is going to just get me through this test because I realize that it's just only a test. Amen. It's only going to be short-lived unless I keep myself there because of my mouth, right? So it's better to say sing praises than to sing complaints. It's better to sing his word instead of what's not right or what we don't like. Put the word of God on the situation. James 1 and 2 through 4 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness or patience have its full effect that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So go ahead and go through it because, again, it's just temporary. And this is only really perfecting you. It's making you a better person because, I mean, this is part of life. The scripture already told us that we're going to have these times of tests and trials, but we've also already been given the end result that we're going to be victorious through it. So don't prolong the turbulent times. Just go ahead and align your mouth with what the word of God says, and you will see yourself on the other side of the turbulent time. Amen? The time is just rolling on me this morning. What's going on here? Okay, so number one, always pray before you take off. Number two, be okay when the flight is delayed. Number three, praise him in the midst of the turbulence. Number four, take the scenic route. My God, take the scenic route. This is a good one. Don't always be in such a hurry. You know, I was thinking about when we do use go to places that we don't know by car, we like to use our iMaps. Even though our cars have navigation, I still like to use my map because for some reason I think Siri is just more accurate. Siri is more accurate, right? So I trust in Apple products, as you can see. But whenever we put our destination in, it usually tells us the fastest route. We get to put the options in of, you know, avoid toll roads, avoid highways. But it's usually going to tell me, okay, if you go the fastest route, it's going to take you 3 hours and 29 minutes. If you take tolls, you got to pay tolls. And you can also get behind those big semi-trucks, right? See, I like to drive, right? You can tell. And so it can also, you know, tells you that if you may get there in 4 hours and 7 minutes. So sometimes, though, when you take the scenic route, you get to see the city. When you take the fastest route, you're going to probably be on 95 all the way there, and all you're going to see is a whole bunch of concrete and walls and cars, right? But sometimes the scenic route, it's going to take you to really be able to really enjoy all of God's creations. You know, I'm thinking about even as I go to Raleigh, there's the Highway 70. There's also the Highway 70 business, right? When you go Highway 70 business, you get to see all the local town, all the local restaurants, the little local shops. You're going to be going 35, but you get to enjoy what that city has to offer, right? So sometimes it's okay to really, y'all got to write this moment down. I'm about to say something I don't think I've ever said in my life. It is okay to drive in the right-hand lane at the speed limit. It is, write it down. It is okay to go the speed limit in the right-hand lane every now and then. That way you're not always, woo, the Lord is good, right? I didn't say it was going to happen today, but the Lord is good. But every now and then, we got to just slow down. Let's not always be in such a hurry to go the fastest route. You never know, again, what you could be missing because you're always just, I got to go. But no, God is saying, slow down. Let me talk to you. Slow down. Let me show you what you've been missing and what I can give to you. But again, we're always just so fast. God can't really even get a chance to talk to us because our mind is just on what we got to do. God says, okay, let's go the long route this time, okay? Let's go the long route because there are some things I want to share with you. And when you go the scenic route, again, you're able to really just really relax. Your blood's not pumping because somebody's going slow because you're going slow, right? You don't want to honk the horn because you're not in a hurry. You're enjoying the journey. And that's what God wants you to do is just sometimes just slow down. I understand some days we just got to get where we got to get. That's most of the days in my life when I'm behind the wheel. But, you know, let's take that moment to own purpose. You know what? I'm going to go the long way home today. I just want to enjoy some peace and quiet right now. Turn the music off. Just ride. Get in your car sometimes and just ride on, you know, on a back road where you can see what God has already created. You know what that does? It makes you reflect on God's goodness in your life. You begin to just say, God, you've been good to me, man. I mean, I know things may not be all the way together, but you have healed me time and time again. You know, that child that was acting up, he's doing pretty good today. Thank you, God. He didn't have an attitude this morning. You know, you begin to reflect on God's goodness when you slow down. But so many times we just keep going and trying to, you know, check off things off our list. God's like, okay, when can I speak to you? When can you slow down and allow me to talk to you? Let's go to Psalms 89 and 1. It says, I will sing of the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness from generation to generation. Because I've seen you touch my grandmama. I've seen you touch my mama. I've seen you touch me. I've seen you touch my children and my children's children. I already declare they're going to be blessed already because, look, they're connected to me. Because I've been in covenant with you, they're going to begin to receive the same benefits that's on my life. So again, I begin to reflect on your faithfulness when I slow down and enjoy the scenery and take the scenic route. So let's on purpose, maybe even today, let's just go home and just, let's just not be in such a rush. If you have to leave 5 minutes earlier so you can go the longer route, try that sometimes. Because again, you never know what God wants to say to you right while you're traveling. You could be on your boat just looking at some water. God said, I want to talk to you right here on the stillness of this water. So again, allow yourself the opportunity to allow God to speak to you. Amen. So can we thank him right there? God, I just thank you right here. Because you've been good. Even through this whole season, you know, it's been almost a year of COVID, but we're still here. God, you've been faithful. We thank you that we have not lacked anything. We have not lost anything. You've been faithful through the whole season. You've caused us to be prosperous. You've given us promotions. You've given us houses. You've given us cars. But most of all, you have shown yourself to be faithful in our lives. And God, we say thank you. It's never a bad time to say thank you. It's never a bad time to say, God, you've been good. Amen. So this is my last point. Let's go back to number one. Number one again was always pray before you take off. Number two is be okay when the flight is delayed. Number three is praise him in the midst of the turbulence. Number four is take the scenic route. And last but not least, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ride. And there is a difference between the journey and the destination. The destination, again, is where you're trying to get to. But sometimes you got to make sure that you're not so focused on where you're trying to get to that you miss all the steps that you're taking to get to that destination. Amen? You got to be present in the moment that you are in right now and enjoy the process of reaching that destination. So enjoy this moment that you're in. Again, you may have some days where it's in like, you know, it's high. You may have some days where it feels like, okay, I'm okay, but, you know, God, I just thank you for just helping me get through this day. You may have those moments, but guess what? Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the present moment that you're in. And it's time to, on purpose, just relax. On purpose, just, okay, I'm not doing nothing that's going to cause me to get frustrated. I'm not doing anything that's going to cause me to just not be able to concentrate on God's goodness in my life. But I'm going to, on purpose, do everything just to savor this moment that God has brought me to right now. Because guess what? It could be a lot worse than it is. So it's a matter of perspective. So I'm going to enjoy where I am because I realize that, again, I'm on my way to my destination. Amen? And you may be saying, okay, it may be easier said than done to just relax and enjoy. Well, I'm going to show you the antidote to that. It's trusting in the Lord, all right? Psalms 9 and 1. How do you enjoy the journey? You trust in the Lord your God. Psalms 9 and 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So when you put your trust in him, guess what? You're putting your trust in a person that's not going to let you down. You've placed your trust in a person that you already have a track record of proving that he's not going to let you down because he hasn't done it before in the past, right? So when you are enjoying the journey because you know who's on the journey with you. You know who's taking every step with you, and that's God. And I was thinking about, you know, a lot of times what causes us not to be able to trust God is because we want to always be in control. But it's time that we release control and we put total control into God's hands. Because, again, everything that he does it well. It fits and it works. It doesn't have stress. It doesn't have strain. It doesn't have struggle associated with it. Because when I put it in God's hands, I know that, you know what, I may not understand what he's doing, but I know it's working for my good. And it's funny because as I was this morning before I was getting ready to come to church, are there any people that remember the Thursday night NBC shows from like I think it's the 80s, The Cosby Show and Different World? Y'all remember those shows? So I was thinking about Whitley. I don't know why, but Whitley, she just did something to me. I just love that girl. And so she was one of those people that she was always on 1,000. You know, she was always up to something, always trying to make something happen or always trying to clean up something that she had done. And so when she started dating Dwayne, she felt that she wasn't good enough for Dwayne. And then she felt like, well, you know, I've messed up with him. I'll never get him back again. So she goes and she sees this therapist, and she's just all high strung, and she's just telling him how, you know, I just don't know what I did. I can't get him back, and, you know, I've lost him. And so the therapist goes, you got to learn how to relax, relate, and release. I remember that episode, relax, relate, release. So in your life, you got to learn how to do it. Let's do it together. Let's relax, relate, release. Because why? I'm trusting in God. And when I'm trusting in God, I'm not in control. When I'm trusting in God, it's going to work out because he's in control. When I'm trusting in God, I know that it's all going to work for my good because he perfects everything that concerns me. So you enjoy the journey because you're in God's hands. You enjoy the journey because it's all going to work for your good, because you don't have to worry about trying to clean up your mess ups, right? Because he's in control. When you take your hands off it and let God steer you, when just like the reins on a horse, when you're steering that horse has to go where you tell it to go. So when you let God take control of the reins, guess what? You have to go where he tells you to go, unless you want to be one of those unsubmitted people. And we're not those that are unsubmitted, right? Of course not. So God has great plans for us, right? But the thing is, I want you to just go ahead and just prepare yourself for this journey. It's going to be a great ride. It may have some turbulence, but guess what? You're going to get to the beach. You're going to get to your, you know, your wherever, your cabin where you want all that snow. Y'all can have all that. But guess what? You're going to get there. So go ahead and get you some new luggage, because we're not taking those bags with the tape on it. We're not having no duct tape luggage, right? We're getting us some new luggage, and it's going to roll easy. Get you your neck roll for the plane because you're going to sleep, because you're not going to be worried looking at what's going on. No, I'm taking me a nap because I'm going somewhere, because God has great plans for us. So let's get ready to enjoy the journey, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a great ride. That's all I have for you on this morning. I pray you were blessed on today.